It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ilga Weiss.
Today, our guest is Heather Parker, the fire and life safety educator with the Springfield Fire Department. We'll hear about the fire department's efforts to protect lives and property in our city, plus what is involved in being the fire and safety educator. Welcome to the program, Heather.
Thank you for having me, Ilga.
Please tell us how many people are currently employed by the Springfield Fire Department and how many fire stations are located throughout the city.
We have 235 employees with the Springfield Fire Department, and of those positions, six of those positions are civilian positions, and we have a total of 12 fire stations located strategically throughout the city of Springfield.
How many calls has the fire department received to date, say like in 2018?
To date, we've had over 13,000 calls in the city in 2018. Most of those calls would be medical calls. We have a variety of different fire calls that come in, and we'll answer other calls that may relate to alarms or down power lines or other type of emergency responses.
So whatever happens, the fire department gets a call.
We will be called out on a variety of different calls.
Okay. Can you give us an idea of what is involved in being the fire and life safety educator?
Yes, this position is relatively new in the history of the fire department. It's been about 6 years that this position has been with the Springfield Fire Department. And with this position, we look at the data of our calls that are coming in. We also, we'll look at things that are impacting our community. So, for example, cooking fires are our highest rate of accidental fire causes in residential structures. And so we'll do presentations and education on cooking. We also present on careless smoking and other things that may impact our community. We'll offer hands-only CPR classes and fire extinguisher classes. In this position, we'll really look at what's currently impacting our community and look for ways to outreach and make our community safer.
Well, tell us about their Project Red Zone.
Project Red Zone is a new effort that started in the spring of 2017. RED stands for Reduce, Educate, and Deliver. This position, the Fire and Life Safety Educator position, is under our Community Risk Reduction Division. And so this was an effort. We had a higher fatality rate with fires in 2016. So as I said, in spring of 2017, this was an effort to go out and really target those areas that we had a higher rate of fire. And our firefighters will go out and canvass in our neighborhoods, going door to door, connecting with people, asking if they need a smoke alarm installed, we'll do that. Or they'll check batteries. We can replace batteries. Sometimes we'll come across houses where people may have several smoke alarms that they bought. They just haven't installed. So we can properly install those in houses. And just an effort to reduce fatality in a residential structure by having smoke alarms.
So my next question is, if a person needs to have a fire alarm checked or installed, what have you, how do they get in touch with the fire department?
They can go to the City of Springfield's website and then pull down the fire department pull-down menu, or they can call 874-874. 2300, and we will take care of them.
October has been designated as Fire Prevention Month. Can you briefly tell us what that involves?
Fire Prevention Month happens in the month of October, and we have what we call firefighter educators that will go out into our school system, both public and private. We target children in kindergarten through fifth grade with age-appropriate lesson plans on fire safety. And so this past October, we were in 39 public and private schools, and we reached over 10,000 children on our fire safety messages.
That's very impressive. Are there any other opportunities for citizens to connect with the fire department?
Yes, we go to several different community events throughout the year. We will do presentations. We'll visit schools, preschools. People are welcome to come and take tours of our fire stations. We definitely want to connect with our community however we can.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Heather, for being here. And thank you for listening to Making Democracy Work. Our guest today has been Heather Parker, the safety educator with the Springfield Fire Department. I'm Ilga Weiss for League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and previous ones are on the web at ksmu.org.